Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 6, we were taught that those who are saved and living for God and fall away can be brought back to God and will still be used of God, but not in His first will. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now look at verse 6. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Fall away has the idea of to go back willfully into sin. Willful sin made the apostle angry, especially when people associated it with liberty and grace from God, and they used it in evangelism to say, oh no, don't worry about repentance. We have grace. We have liberty. And that is just abominable in the sight of God. And that's what these people were trying to do. And that is a terrible thing. Romans chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lying to his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. But what's it saying there? He's saying the people that use the idea of liberty in the Bible as a right for the flesh to fulfill its desires and lust, to rock and roll in the church, to go out and social drink, to go out and do all these other things and tell the world that it's all right before God. He said that kind of a person's damnation is just. Now, here's a Christian, though, because we're trying to stay in context here. Here's a Christian, verse 6, that has tasted of the heavenly gift, made partakers of the Holy Spirit. I mean, they were right there. They tasted the good word of God, the powers of the world to come. I mean, they just saw God work in their life, answered prayer. But then they fall away. Fall away has the idea of to go back willfully into sin. They've fallen away. So now it's impossible to renew them. Now, this Greek word, used only here in the Bible, means to have a new kind or qualitatively different repentance, which would see a person had it to the end. So what he's saying here is that here's a person that abandoned the way of righteousness. Have you ever seen a pastor? I'm not talking about these wild guys on television that go crazy and entertain you. I'm talking about fundamental Bible preaching pastors that have committed adultery, married a secretary. Some of them still remain in the ministry, and that's against the Word of God. And so people that run off and they run away from that first call of God, and God will use them again if they had a repentance, but not to the first will of God for their life as a Christian. And they lose the rewards that God had laid up for them. Now, by the way, crucify is in a continual action tense meeting. This is going on over and over in their life. And because they go on and on in their life this way, this is doing despite to the Spirit of grace. Now, let's look at the practical teaching in dealing with this problem. The problem is dealing with Hebrew Christians who are not growing. It's not a problem concerning losing salvation. They're not, as some say, less saved. You're either saved or you're not saved. But as chapter 5, verse 12 points out, at what time you ought to be teachers? They're not. So 6:1 says, therefore, let's move on. Let's go upward. So looking again, we see they were made partakers of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, the Greek here does not use the definite article. That is, it doesn't use the word the. Here before, Holy Spirit. Okay. Partakers of the Holy Ghost, or should I say, this is not the partakers of Holy Ghost. This is showing that the Holy Spirit had not perhaps indwelt them, but they had participated in this blessing the Holy Spirit gives. Just like the rain comes on the just and the unjust, just like the person that received the gospel, but they were the seed on the rock, and as soon as the sun came up, they withered and died because they had no root in the heart. So, we must remember the ministry of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God. In John 16, verses 7 through 11, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. So when the Holy Spirit convicts of sin, man is seeing that he is a sinner, and needs a Savior to save him from sin and to cleanse him from sin. He is then enlightened by the Holy Ghost and understands his situation. So he experiences the taste, that is, the conviction. So this partaking speaks of conviction, not indwelling. So you have saved people where the conviction is speaking of the Holy Spirit wanting part of their life, and he's convicting them about it, but they've shut him out. They haven't surrendered that part of their life to him. You've got unsaved who are partakers and they've heard the word, but they refuse to repent and believe the gospel. See, the gospel's power to them that believe, but the unsaved, it makes them angry. So, verse 5 mentions tasting the good word of God and the world to come, because the Holy Spirit teaches of things to come. And the word of God is essential in salvation. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. But the word of the Lord, verse 25, 1 Peter 1. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which is by the gospel is preached unto you. So being a partaker of the Holy Spirit is not the same as born of the Spirit for the unsaved. For the saved, it's not the same as being filled with the Spirit. For the unsaved, it is not sealed by the Spirit, or indwelt by the Spirit, or even baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ. Rather, these are similar to those mentioned in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12, which we just read, where it said that even him whose coming is after Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. They all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now again, these are people that had a chance, and they mocked it. They passed it up. Did not get saved. And this is the result of that. And people like that will be left behind at the rapture and not be able to be saved during the tribulation because God will send them strong delusion. However, before God, they cannot deny a visitation of the Holy Spirit of God. Therefore, hell will be worse for them than it is for that heathen on some field that does some of the most vile and terrible things, but has never once heard the name of Jesus, let alone the way of salvation. There is an example of this in the book of John, in which many who had believed because of the signs they saw went back, and they walked with him no more. They had an outward acquaintance with the Lord Jesus Christ, but never knew what it was to receive him as their Lord and Savior. You see, too many people want Jesus Christ on their terms instead of his. And as a result, we see easy believism. See, those people that went back, they had eaten of the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish before they went back. Well, what made the difference? It's when Jesus started preaching the words of life, telling about separation from sin in the world and being separated unto God and his righteousness and his holiness. And because of that, many went back. Hebrews 10:26 that we studied in our last chapter says, "For if we sin willfully," I said in our last chapter, we still have that ahead. I'm getting behind now, but for Hebrews 10:26, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." So from 5:12, we must remember, this is addressed to baby Christians or carnal Christians who simply are not growing. An unsaved person does not need milk. They're spiritually dead. Milk means nothing to them. They need life. It's babes in Christ who need milk. So now he is telling them to go on. That is why verse 5 addresses the world to come. A Christian knowing of rewards and giving account, who has been taught and made to understand the word, then goes back to the world, that person is not sinning a sin of ignorance. Rather, he is in willful sin, and willful sin will lead to a loss of reward. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.